Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We are fast coming up for 25 past four at that time of the afternoon. Generally, we speak to Professor Shub. That is not happening today. Today, we are going to chat to Daniel Israel. Daniel is a GP at Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates here in Bluebird. Or I should rather say, it's not Bluebird. Why do I forget the name of that suburb? Always. I have a block. Daniel, what is the name of the suburb that you practice from?
Burnham.
For whatever reason, Burnham doesn't want to go into my brain. Anyway, I promise you I'll remember next time. Daniel, you were a signatory to a very important letter that went out to community members probably 2 days ago now, talking about how to celebrate Purim responsibly. This is your opportunity to perhaps reinforce some of those thoughts.
Simon, you know, Purim really is a time of time for everybody to be together. And I think we know the most important mitzvah in Purim is Matanot Levianim, so reaching out to the poor, which normally involves in its real form human contact. But then probably the next biggest mitzvah, or one of the other mitzvahs, is a Purim Siddur, which is everybody being together. But the reality is that we know that all the mitzvahs of Purim are really derabbanan. So they are that level of mitzvah that come from a rabbi's, and a much higher level of mitzvah is the mitzvah of safeguarding life. And we've seen through Christmas celebrations, we've seen through rage celebrations, we've seen, there are so many examples that when people go crazy and start just, you know, letting their guard down, Simchas Torah last year, and especially when the alcohol flows and the parties begin, even when the numbers are as low as they are at the moment, the cases surge. So we felt it really necessary before Purim to really reinforce the part that even though this is a fantastic 24 hours that we're going into and we're doing well on the COVID front at the moment, this is not the opportunity now to really just like let it go, because we will pay a very high price for that.
Hear you loud and clear. Anybody who was alert and awake during December certainly saw what rave and huge gatherings caused. What is the advice? What did the letter refer to? How did you advise that people should celebrate Purim this year?
So, good point, Simon. I remember speaking to you about this before Rosh Hashanah, and it's not our belief certainly that it's not about telling people they can't have Purim. At the moment, if you're in a family bubble and you are, even maybe it's two families that are at the moment seeing each other and have been like really bubbled together, there is opportunity to be together at this time and to limit the exposure to amongst that small little group. So there is a place to do a Purim Siddur. Most of the shuls have got Megillah readings that are well controlled with protocols. Prof. Kramer's protocols still stand, whether he's involved or not. But so you can go and listen to the Megillah. There is Matanot Levianim can be done online through the Chev or through other means. That's gifts to the poor. We know that a lot of the shuls have even got live stream Zoom Megillah readings. And I had a rabbi telling me today that there's a whole halachic shift to be able, for those who need it, to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Megillah even on Zoom, if necessary.
That's fantastic.
So all the parts of Purim can be fulfilled. I mean, we can even have a really great time, but we don't need to break all the things of social distancing and then regret it afterwards.
Okay, so I think that was a timeous discussion, an important discussion, because it's been a long time, Daniel. I'm sure people have got COVID fatigue, and the desire to just go out and be normal must be pretty strong. But we just got to make sure that we do what the doctors advise us to do yet again.
We can have a fantastic Purim this year, a really happy, fantastic Purim. We just have to have some boundaries in that, some sensible boundaries in the happiness.
Okay, that was sensible, good advice. Daniel Israel, thank you so much for talking to me today. And input valued as always.
Thanks, Simon.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.